mission of Bossy Joe Madden Life. My name is Jade and I'm your radio host today. Our guest today is Mr. Hudson. He is an expert in astronomy. He has come a long way from Great Britain across the Atlantic Ocean, down to Martinique, our tiny Caribbean island. Mr. Hudson, thank you for visiting us today. I've read that you have come to our school to teach students about astronomy. Now, tell me if I'm right. You don't travel on board spaceships, do you?
No, Jade, I don't. I flew in a plane to Martinique. But maybe next time I will come in a spaceship.
Wow, I believe the students got excited about it. Oh, we've got young people here who want to interact.
Hello, my name is Aaron. I'm fourth grader at Bossier School. I've been doing experiments this morning. It sure wasn't easy. Mr. Hudson speaking English and with students only learning English as a foreign language, but really had a blast. I've learned about spacecraft, solar system, astronomy.
Yeah, astronomy is great. When our English teacher heard you were visiting us the following week, she had us watch a video by NASA. It was a physicist talking about space weather. It was strange to hear that the sun has wind and space had weather.
That sounds like a pretty interesting video. It would probably have gone quite well with the workshops that I gave this morning. We did three workshops this morning. The first one, the students learned how a telescope is made, and they made their own telescope. And we could have used that telescope to look at the stars, planets, and galaxies, because in the second workshop, we worked out how old the universe is. And then the third workshop was a little bit more fun. In that workshop, we thought about communicating with aliens. We tried to work out how scientists would know if aliens exist, and then what would scientists communicate to aliens if we could find them.
Good afternoon. My name is Patrick, and I'm the English assistant here at Beausejour School. Mr. Hudson, you work for the British Council, is that right?
Yes, I do, yes.
And what does the British Council expect from the project on astronomy?
The British Council is an organisation with offices in many countries, and its aim is to promote the English language and British culture. And the Science in Schools project is designed to let students learn about English language, but in a really interesting way. We hope to inspire the students because they're interested in space and astronomy, so that they can learn English in a new context. It's not just like another boring English lesson.
End this rare stuff for commercial. We'll be right back.
Queridos conductores, se acerca la Navidad y con ella vienen los reencuentros y tan esperados buenos momentos en familia que tanto disfrutamos. Recuerda que en la carretera no estás solo. Conduce con responsabilidad.
On Bossy's Room Mad in Life. Now, that commercial was in Spanish, wasn't it? I'm afraid I'm a terrible at Spanish. Who can translate?
Ah, it's a road safety tip. It says you must be careful on the road.
Oh, really? Well, Mr. Hudson has no problems on the road. He flies a spaceship. Our Spanish friends are very dynamic. We've just received tweets from them. Who can read? I feel I'm like Philae, the robot waiting for solar rays to light up my rocky brain.
The tweets read,
Hola, me llamo María. En primer lugar, me gustaría conocer las razones por las que piensas que el estudio del cosmos es útil en la vida del día a día de una persona normal.
Well, I'd like to answer that with two different answers, a practical answer and a philosophical answer. The first one, the simple practical answer, is that by learning about space and the cosmos the scientists doing research projects have to develop many new technologies which can help us in day-to-day life. For example, your smartphone has many components that were invented as part of the space program. And the other answer, more philosophical, is that everybody wants to know something about the meaning of life. Why are we here? What is the universe all about? And so studying the cosmos will hopefully try and let us learn a little bit more about why we exist.
Now for the second tweet, it read, ¿Cuál es la teoría actualmente más aceptada en cuanto al nacimiento y expansión del universo se refiere? ¿Con qué teoría estás de acuerdo y con cuál no?
Let me translate the tweet into English. Mr. Hudson, what is the current accepted theory regarding the birth and expansion of the universe?
Well, that actually is exactly what we did in the second workshop today. The students learnt that light from distant galaxies shows us that all the galaxies are moving away from the Earth. Now, if every galaxy is moving away from the Earth, that means the universe must be expanding. So if we think about going back in time, this universe that keeps on expanding and expanding must have been smaller in days gone by. So if we go backwards in time, the universe was smaller and smaller and smaller until eventually you get to one point. This is the Big Bang theory, that the whole universe expanded from one single point.
Est-ce ça pas belle? Nous toutes là qui a parlé en langue différente, mais à sous même sujet. Tout le monde en est là, tête qui a posé quoi, en l'autre question, à sous sens la vie, à dans l'univers.
I love our extraterrestre studio panel. Please stay tuned and Bossy Joe Madden Live. We'll be right back.
La Caraïbe est belle. Nous le savons, nous y vivons. Alors, protégeons-la. Protégeons-la. Protégeons-la.
La Caraïbe est belle. Pour moi, yon, mansé les savent, pour qui yon ka dépensé tout ça l'argent, pour voyer Rosetta à sous la comète, sur you move, alors que nous-mêmes, ici, à sous la terre, nous pas ni l'argent pour manger, pour nous manger.
English translation needed. Please, Patrick.
This student can't believe how much money NASA spent placing Rosetta on the comet Churyumov, while we here on Earth barely have enough money to eat.
This is always a complicated problem for scientists. Should we be spending all this money to send a spacecraft onto a comet when there are people who can't eat? I think I'd like to answer with a proverb. If you give a man a fish, he can feed his family today. But if you give the man a net and teach him how to fish, he will feed his family for a lifetime. And so the idea is that if scientists, by doing lots of research and educating people and learning new technologies, will someday be able to grow more food, then everybody will have more to eat.
Well, I'm afraid we are running out of time. Thank you, Mr. Hudson, for this very informative radio talk on astronomy. Do feel free to learn again anytime you reach in Martinique. Students, I know you'll be using Mr. Hudson's telescope to watch the universe. Maybe you'll get to see our expert in astronomy flying away, way beyond the planets. Let's hope he doesn't get lost in a black hole. I'm Jade, and I've been your radio host on Brazil Madden Live.